Exercise 10, page 151.
Today, our guest is Molly Mead, who runs the Citizen Action Group Against Smart Motorways. Perhaps you could help listeners out, first of all, Molly, by telling them what exactly a smart motorway is.
Well, let me make it clear that we are not against all smart motorways. A smart motorway is one that uses technology to help traffic flow better, and that's fine. The problem for us is the all-lane running smart motorways. These have got rid of the hard shoulder altogether, which gives busy stretches an extra lane for vehicles to drive in, theoretically increasing the volume of traffic that can move on them by 25% or more.
Forgive me for saying so, but isn't that a good thing?
It is, until you run into trouble. The hard shoulder of a motorway has another name, which makes its function a bit clearer: the breakdown lane, or the emergency stopping lane, as the Americans call it. It's meant to be a place where you can pull over in the event of a breakdown or even a crash, somewhere you can wait for road assistance to arrive, or the police, or even an ambulance in more serious cases. Without the hard shoulder, drivers are forced to stop in what is essentially a traffic lane.
But surely the proper authorities have predicted this might happen.
Of course, and this is where the smart part comes in. At regular intervals above each lane of the motorway, there are signs telling the drivers what speed they can travel. In case of an accident or breakdown, that lane will show a red X, and drivers have to move over into another lane. This sounds fine in theory, but there is a distance between these signs. If I have just passed one set and a car stops in my lane before the next set of signs, I have no way of knowing that. And this has led to some collisions and, on a number of very unfortunate occasions, fatalities.
You told me before the show that you have had personal experience of this, Molly.
Yes, though we escaped with our lives. My daughter and I were travelling along the M25 when the car suddenly went dead. I pulled over to the side and then did the smartest thing I've ever done in my life. I told my daughter to get straight out of the car and jump over the crash barrier off the motorway altogether. I did the same, and no sooner had I got there than we heard a tremendous shrieking of brakes. We looked around to see a huge lorry bearing down on the car. It couldn't stop in time and crashed straight into it. We would have been killed if we'd stayed in the vehicle.
Shocking. Now, I want to take a break, Molly, but when we come back, we're going to discuss some welcome news that the government is reconsidering this form of smart motorway. We'll be right back.